Hello and welcome, everyone. I am your podcast host of Holistic Talk. I am Sharita, and welcome to today's podcast. I hope that you're having an exciting day. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Yes! Once again, you know, I'll always like to repeat it once or twice, and sometimes in the middle of our podcast. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And once again, I'm your podcast host of Holistic Talk, Sharita Berry. And today we're going to talk about pimples, P-I-M-P-L-E-S, pimples. And I want to share with you for option 7 that I chose while I was in school. I chose to write about pimples. So listen up and always know that I always give references so that you can do your own research and your own study. Pimples are caused when the skin becomes clogged and that is too many dead skin cells and or bacteria. Blackheads are caused by clogged hair follicles in your skin, which is a mild type of acne. There are various types of acne, which are pustulous, nodulous, cysts, and papulous. Sometimes when a pimple or a blackhead gets infected, is that the area is swollen and the skin cells are overactive and that the buildup in bacteria is more than it should be. So this could be the case of the pimples and the blackheads can This could be the case, the reason why your pimples or your blackheads can be infected. Another reason may be the food that we eat and what type of lotions and soaps we may be applying to our skin. Some of the natural options that can be used to treat this conditions are as follows. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So, you can use over-the-counter treatment creams for pimples and blackheads to remove them or prevent them, such as apple cider, vinegar, honey, mask, green tea, witch hazel. Also, you can use essential oils such as tea tree, eucalyptus, clear sage, to name a few. But you first got to mix in, when using essential oils, you have to make sure that you dilute them into a carrier oil for a facial. If you're making a facial rub, you got to dilute the essential oils. You don't apply essential oils directly to your skin. No. You don't do that. That's a no-no. Once again, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So, Intech Citation, Orchard, 2017. Some changes that I would suggest would be first to purchase a separate washcloth that is used for the face only. Why would I suggest a separate washcloth to use for the face only? Because I remember one time when I went to the doctor, I never had pimples. I never had acne really, really bad. Some blackheads here and there. And my doctor one time suggested to me, she said, do you wash your face with the same washcloth that you wash your body? I say, yes, I do. She said, I want you to change that. Get you a separate washcloth for your face and preferably a white washcloth because it's white and it does not have no dye in it like the color washcloths. I said, okay. So you want to purchase a separate washcloth to use for your face, preferably white. Next, you want to change your soap and lotions that are applied to your face. Instead, go with more natural soap, such as goat soap or charcoal soap, or, you know, the black soap, which has active charcoal in it, which is good on all skin types. And it says it's supposed to help aid in. Another would be just wash your face with just plain warm water. Some people do that. A friend of mine's, I make soap and I sell soap, natural soap. So I said, I'm going to send you a bar of black soap. So it helped aid in, you know, healthy skin and different things like that. I just said that, you know what I'm saying? So some people use black soap for their face only because it's natural and it's supposed to have active charcoal in it. You can also use essential oils, but you first got to dilute them in a carrier oil, according to Orchard 2017. So I'm going to give a herbal essential oil formula that I've created below to help. So first, you want to gather all your materials for this herbal support for acne or pimples or blackheads. First, I washed my hands because you may hear some music in the background. That's my classical music playing. Yes, I love classical music and I also love symphony music. So, anyway, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So, if you are using essential oils, or you may have thought about using essential oils, this is what you want to do. Practice safety first. Safety, health, hygiene. That's what it's called. So, you want to wash your hands first, get a good lather, or some people prefer to use a hand sanitizer. You want to make sure you want to clean the surfaces that you have, that you're working around, such as your table, countertop, different things like that. Make sure your utensils are clean, whatever you're using to create a facial rub or a herbal blend or even a essential oil blend. So you would need to do those steps first. Clean, sanitize the work area and your hands. Don't dry your hands on a paper towel. Just let them air dry if you're using hand sanitizer. We already know hand sanitizer dries quickly. So you want to get you a glass jar or a bottle. Some people use a glass jar. Some people use a glass container. Some people use a glass bottle. Wine glass bottle could be an 8-ounce, 2-ounce cobalt blue or cobalt brown glass bottle. Then after that, you want to get your little funnel, a little teeny funnel that you can stick down in a glass bottle so that you can know where not to overflow the bottle at if you cannot see in it. You want to get tea tree, Roman chamomile, and lavender essential oils. So you want to take 45 drops of tea tree, Australia, if you can know some, if you use essential oil. I'm not sure if some of the quote unquote essential oil sellers have tea tree Australia. I don't know, but where I get my essential oils from, they have tea tree Australia. 45 drops of tea tree Australia, 27 drops of Roman chamomile, and 18 drops of lavender. Then you want to take a 1-ounce aloe vera gel and you want to put all that in the glass jar or the glass bottle. And shake it up really, really good to mix in all of the essential oils. Or some people, what they do with essential oils, they add all that essential oils in first. Then they let it sit so it can infuse together. Sometimes I do that, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I shake the essential oil up before I add in the next thing, and then I go from there. So, apply daily to prevent inflammation, kills bacteria, repairs skin. It's an aid, help aid in support. Let me backtrack. It helps aid in inflammation, bacteria, and skin. Rejuvenation. Let me put it like that. Instead, he say apply daily, because I don't want to tell you that. Why? Because I am not a licensed doctor or a licensed nurse. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself and your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So let's dot out and blot out apply daily, because we don't want to use that term. We don't ever want to use that term. We can say, if you're going to use this, use at your own discretion. But please note that you're using it at your own discretion, because we don't act like we didn't give you the disclaimer, because we did. So this essential oil formula help aid in inflammation, bacteria, repair of skins, that helps aid in pimples, blackheads, and acne. You can also, if you go to a dermatologist, and they can help you as well and tell you and give you some good advice on what you can use on your face to prevent acne, prevent blackheads from appearing, prevent pimples, dermatologists, because they study the skin. So they may have something you can go on. I don't know, because I'm not a dermatologist. But for your own personal study, if you want to study, let's get this reference going. But before I do this reference, let's do this. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And the reference is for your own personal study. Remember, your own personal study. A patch for pimples. A patch for pimples. 2016 Health 30 and semicolon number 5, 12. Okay, a patch for pimples. The next one is French, F-R-E-N-C-H, space R, 2010, Manuk Honey and Cinnamon Remedies, M-A-N-U-K-A, Honey and Cinnamon Remedies, Natural Health and Vegetarian Life. The next reference is, trying to get you the reference, guys. Trying to get y'all. The next reference, if I can get it. Orchard A and Von Vuren, V-U-U-R-E-N, S, 2017. Commercial essential oils as potential antimicrobials to treat skin diseases, evidence-based, complementary, and alternative medicine. So, you guys, those are the references that I wanted to share with you all on today. So I hope that you all guys got it, the references, and make sure you study the references now, and go read at your own discretion. Don't say that we didn't warn you, and we did not give you the references, and we did not give you a disclaimer. If I give a formula for essential oils or herbal teas or herbs, Please note that you're using at your own discretion. I always give a disclaimer. You guys that come and listen each and every day, every hour, every minute, every second, know that I always put the disclaimer twice before I go into the talk discussion. I always interrupt the talk discussion multiple times to give you this disclaimer, because I don't want nobody ever coming back and say, well, I listened to this young lady on Anchor or Spotify, and she got a show called Holistic Talk, and she was talking about essential oils, and she said this and that, and I'm going to tell them, I'm like, I did not tell them nothing like that, and I'm going to tell them which show did they say they listened to. Then I'm going to pull up the show on my Anchor dashboard and say, oh, this show right here, ma'am, sir, listen to this. Did I not give the disclaimer? And they're going to say, yeah, she gave the disclaimer about multiple times. Bam. Booyah. Once again, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And today, we talked about pimples. Until our next holistic talk, peace, deuces, and namaste.